Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Muthoot Finance Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanket Chheda from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Chheda.
Hello, and very good evening to all of you. We have with us the entire management team of Muthoot Finance to discuss their Q4 results and the strategy ahead. So from the management side, we have Mr. George Alexander Muthoot, who is the managing director, Mr. Alexander George, who is full-time director, Mr. George M. Alexander, who is all-time director, Mr. George M. George, who is also all-time director, George M. Chekhov, all-time director, Mr. Apian Alexander, who is ED, and Mr. K. R. Bijimon, who is executive director, and Mr. Oman Mamin, who is a CFO. Without further ado, I'll hand the call over to MD sir for their opening remarks, followed up by question and answers. So over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening to all of you. So we are glad to announce another year of remarkable growth and achievements for the company. Our consolidated loan assets under management crossed the milestone of 89,000 crores and standalone AUM has crossed the milestone of 75,000 crores. The consolidated assets under management increased by 25% year on year and the standalone assets under management increased by 20%. The contribution of subsidiaries on loan assets increased to 15% from 12% last year, reflecting our strategic diversification efforts. The consolidated profit after tax for the financial year 24 increased by 22% year on year and stands at 4,468 crores. The contribution of subsidiaries in the consolidated profit after tax also increased to 10% from the earlier 6%. Underlining the resilience of our diversified business model. With a strong focus on Muthoot Finance vision to emerge as a diversified financial services group, financial year 24 was a year of transformation for us. Apart from consciously pivoting our efforts towards growing our non-gold loan book, we also focused on strengthening our digital strategies for a transformative growth across our product portfolio. Despite the various industry hiccups, we have continued to maintain our position as leader in the gold loan industry and capitalized on the strong growth opportunities in affordable housing, in microfinance, in personal loan, small business loans, and vehicle finance. Further, the robust domestic consumption growth growing in the middle class segment and rising aspirations provide ample opportunities for future growth. We embarked financial year 25 on a positive note and shall continue our vision to grow the share of gold loan subsidiary, non-gold loan subsidiaries to 18 to 20% in the next 5 years. We also take immense pride in achieving a loan growth of 20% as against the guidance of 15% in this financial year. In Q4, the standalone loan assets under management witnessed historic high of 75,827 crores, driven by the robust growth in gold loan of 3,657 in that quarter alone. The standalone profit after tax for the financial year increased by 17% year on year and stands at 4,050 crores. This year, we also achieved the highest ever gold loan advance to new customers of 16,415 crores, reinforcing our position as a trusted partner in the gold loan industry. Complementing our core gold loan business, our non-gold loan business offerings continue to gain traction with our microfinance loan, personal loan and home loans playing a pivotal role in diversifying our overall loan book. The housing finance arm achieved a disbursement of 815 crores in the financial year, as against 223 crores in the previous financial. The microfinance arm also witnessed upward trend, increased loan assets under management by 62% year-on-year, reaching 10,023 crores and profit after tax by 161% to 340. As part of our transformation journey in financial year 24, we also focused on boosting our digital business, adapting new technology-savvy millennials and general Z customers. Our digital strategy has yielded positive results with critical infrastructure already in place. We are confident that the impact of regulatory norm of 20,000 cash disbursal limit on our business and volumes will be limited since it is an industry-wide move. In alignment with strict vigilance from regulators on the NBFC industry, we also remain committed to maintaining the highest standards of corporate governance and compliance. During the year, we raised 480 crores through the 33rd public issue of secured redeemable non-convertible debentures. We opened 225 new branches by the group in the quarter of 2024 across regions, including Bangalore, Goa, etc. We also received multiple industry recognitions as most trusted bank, great place to work, etc., etc. So with these words, I would like to now conclude and open the floor for your questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking your question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Digan Harya from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So congratulations on this, strong growth, especially on the gold loan side. The question is that we are seeing two things. One is gold prices strengthening, by the month, by the quarter, and on the other hand, this whole cash disbursement and regulatory scrutiny on the sector has slightly gone up. So, in that interplay of these two things, how do you see the growth panning out in FY25?
Thank you. And, of course, as usual, we would give a guidance of 15% minimum guidance of growth in this year also. Last year, we gave a guidance of 15%, but we were able to achieve almost 20%. So, this year also, anyway, our guidance would be 15%. We will try our best to better it. So
gold will help you more, sir. You have to, gold will help you so much this year. The gold price.
Let's see, sir. This is not picture
our baki hai. Right, sir. And generally, how is the discipline in the sector? And because see, 2022 and 23, it was too much of indiscipline by a lot of new entrants and all. Do you see those things especially falling in place now?
Yeah, I think there is something which needs to be seen also. Most of the gold loan companies were based on working out of Kerala. They were working out also all over India, but they were regulated by the Kerala based or Kerala Trivandrum regulator. So there was a lot of discipline issues, and we definitely always had good interactions with the regulator here, and we have never come across any such indiscipline, as you say, in any of the companies based here. All this has come caught because when the people see one industry or one sector or a few companies growing well, probably in the gold loan sector, many want to enter. But they don't realize that this is a very operationally intensive business. That is the biggest challenge here, which I have been saying over the last many quarters. just because somebody is just having some funding, etc., or things like that, they cannot simply start a gold loan company. The moment they start, initially it will be good. The moment they reach 300, 400 branches, etc., all these challenges come up. And that is what is happening here. And as you said, indiscipline has never been the practice in the Kerala-based NBFCs, and I'm sure continuing with that also, we will be maintaining that. Now that you have asked about this, I think the regulation about the 20,000 cash limit is applicable to all, and it does, it has not had any significant effect on any of these on our disbursals, and we see quite good traction even in this year, even in the this quarter. So we would see good growth coming in spite of all this, because all the companies will have to fight by this 20,000. Only customers who definitely want cash, etc., may go to unorganized sector. But unorganized sector, I don't know whether they will be able to cater to all these things. But I am sure a sense of discipline will come with the NBFCs as well as with the people. So to answer your question, we see with all these challenges, etc., also good NBFCs, well-run NBFCs will have a great place in this business, and they will continue to.
Perfect, sir. So thanks for those details. So second question is on the non-gold business. Like in the last decade, we incubated three new businesses, the microfinance, home loans, and this vehicle finance. Microfinance has grown to a good size. Home loans seem to be turning around. So in this decade, which will be, a large business which will grow to, say, 10,000 crores kind of loan book? Because microfinance has now reached that, which could probably be the next one, say over next 3, 4, 5 years.
I think we have also started salaried personal loan and the SME loans, etc., along with this. The vehicle loan business, probably if you ask me personally, we don't see a very big prospects there, because the sector is very crowded and we don't have much strength there. Of course, it will be there, but it will be muted. But we see good growth in the, probably as you said, in the microfinance. In the home loan sector, I think we have a new set of team there. They will definitely grow well in the home loan sector, and also in the personal loan sector also. Because in the personal loan sector also, most of these new sectors, we are thinking of maybe giving a cross-sell to many of our gold loan customers. Because whenever we look at our gold loan customers, we realize that they have taken a personal loan or a home loan or a business loan from elsewhere. So why not we retain that customer, we give the same loan? That is the thought behind this non-gold loan business. So probably, as I said, as we were saying, we will reach the 20% maybe in 3 to 5 years' time.
Right.
50% of non-gold loan business.
Right. Got it, sir. Sir, thank you so much for the detail. The last question is probably for Oman, that if you do the same thing this year, you guide 15% and you achieve 20%, what happens on the liability side? Are enough borrowings available at reasonable rate? Because right now there's some tightness in the borrowing market.
So in terms of the borrowing, probably you are aware that we have done a US dollar bond issuance. We raised $650 million US dollars, so that helped in liquidity. We are also raising NCDs through private placement in the domestic market. I think now with the financial results getting announced, I think the bank borrowings also will happen with the new year opening. So bank funding also will come, and certainly, the retail NCD issuance also is going to support in terms of the liability requirement.
Right.
So, when there is a general liquidity tightness, certainly the interest rates will go up, so that we are already seeing that. But I don't think that is going to have a material impact on a return on asset, or probably we'll decide to pass on to the customers.
All right. That's great. Thanks, Oman. Thanks, everyone, and all the best to the team.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Maru Kajania from Nuama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening and congratulations. So I have a couple of questions. Firstly, if you could explain the movement in provisions for this quarter and stage two loans, because there was a sharp increase. So that's my first question. And so my second question is a bit of an extension to what Digant asked, that your AUM growth has been good and competitive intensity, especially in the last 4-5 months, has been quite low. And there are reports that other than a private company, even PSU banks have been pulled up by FM and they've been asked to check their gold lending processes, etc. So the competitive intensity just now may be the lowest in the last 2-2.5 years. And say if, if some private sector players, get off their ban and start re-lending, will that change in a big way and will that impact our AUM growth? That's my second question. And my third question related to AUM growth again is that a lot of growth has also come from gold price movement, and tonnage and customer adds have contributed relatively lower compared to gold prices. So does that change? I'm not talking about gold prices, but, does the customer acquisition change in a big way or tonnage assumptions change going forward?
Okay.
Because that is the basic driver of growth, right? So.
Okay. Maruk, on the ECL provisions, primarily the increase in provisions have come because of the increase in the loan assets.
Okay.
Regarding the competitive intensity, yes, of course. I am glad that you feel that the competitive intensity has waned in the last few months. It's not that. It is actually, as I was saying in the first talk, this is a very operationally challenging business. So everybody thoughtless gold loan business or thoughtless gold loan growth are now finding some skeletons in their cupboard. So that is what is now, I think, what the regulator is also concerned about. So when companies, probably I should say for ourselves, that when we go in a calibrated manner with decades of experience in this, and our growth has always been maybe in the 15-20% range, so we should say quality also not being compromised. That is what is happening there. So probably, as you said, when regulators and the finance ministry, etc., ask the gold loan lending institutions and banks to really check their things, it is all because of lack of awareness of the intensity of the operations of this business. That is what is causing trouble there. I think now that people take a step back and look into what is all these things, probably they will also come to realize that this is not that easy and that they need to do very many things before they think of going forward in a big manner. Regarding the gold price impact, the small thing is that all these loans are short-term. So suppose somebody has a gold loan today, he takes it off, and probably he got it at the rate of maybe 3,000 rupees per gram. So he would, when he closes a loan of 1 lakh, he would take away 33 grams. But when he comes for the next gold loan of 1 lakh, he need not bring 33 grams. He will bring only maybe 25 grams. So that is the reason, because this is churning. Because we cannot prevent a customer from not taking the gold. And we cannot ask a customer to give more gold than what is necessary. So when gold price increases, the tonnage definitely will come down. We'll have to come down because we can't insist on more gold, etc.
Sir, can you hear us? Sir, can you hear us? Participants, please stay connected while we rejoin the management to the call. Participants, please stay connected. Thank you for your patience. We have the line for the management reconnected. Sir, go ahead.
So, where did we stop for the price?
Gold price.
Yes, madam.
Maruk.
Yes. I can hear you, sir.
Where did we stop? Where did we get cut?
No, you were talking about the tonnage, sir.
When new customers come, the price is. On asking them to bring more gold. So, as what we have seen earlier also, when the gold price goes up, because these are short-term loans, the loans, earlier loans get closed, and those are higher, for them, the gold price was lower at that time, so they would have given more gold. But the new persons take the same amount of loan, they give only lower amount of gold. So, I think that is the relevance there.
Maruk, also if you see, between December and March, the number of loan accounts also has gone up by almost, 2 lakh numbers, and number of customers also has gone up by about, 1.2 lakhs. So that is a significant achievement, it is not simply a function of a gold price increase. So when the price of the gold increase, we cannot say that, no, we'll not give, the relative increase, unless there is a serious concern from a risk management point of view. So when we are not concerned about the price, we have to naturally give a LTV which market expects. And also, every time everyone asks whether there is a tonnage increase, this time the tonnage also has increased by about 4 tons.
Got it. And just a follow-up question on the whole ECL, the stage 2 loan, they've grown a lot.
It is about 1,355. Of course, there are a couple of factors. As usual, we in gold loan business, there is not a serious concern in terms of overdue accounts. There will be a lot of accounts where we would have collected interest regularly. Some customers would have paid interest regularly. Just that they have not closed the loan. We are also not too much concerned because the price of the gold, the security is adequate.
We are still in the money.
So we don't mind giving some more extra time to the customer so that he gets time to repay it.
Got it. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jeet from Pinpoint Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. So my question is on your loan growth guidance of 15% for next year. So how much gold price increase have you baked in this assumption? So hypothetically, I'm trying to understand the organic ability of the business to grow. without any support from gold prices. So just to frame it other way, if gold prices don't move for the next year, then what would be your loan growth per se?
I think, we'll go to historical data. In the last 2 years or maybe 2 years back also, gold prices had not increased as much as this. But still we were able to grow 15%. So I think that should answer that question. Even when the gold price was not moving or going up like this in previous years, we still did 15% to 20% growth year on year. So even with gold price rise or not, we were able to grow the 15%.
But then, sir, if I look at your active customer growth or your tonnage growth over the last 5 years, that's not a great number, right? I mean, that is more indicative of the organic ability of the business to grow without support of gold prices, right? So if I just look at those numbers, then that doesn't extrapolate to a 15% growth.
See,
without any support from gold prices.
You cannot compare this lending business with other sorts of lending business. See, this is a very short-term product, you know. A customer will come and take a loan, you know, he will close it at a later time. The same customer will come back again. So, not necessary, and the ticket size of these loans are also quite wide, you know. A customer can come and take a 5,000 rupee loan also. He can come and take a loan of 200,000. He can come and take a 500,000 rupee loan also. So, the customer addition is not really significant because the ticket size is so wide. You know, unlike in a mortgage business, there is the average ticket size. The deviation from this, the average number will not be so wide. So the number of customers is not a real factor in this. But, you know, for providing more comfort and see how the business is running, we provide this number. In fact, you know, there will be a lot of inactive customers for us who will come and take a loan at different points of time. So, just by seeing what is the outstanding number of live customers and does not, make a meaningful assessment of the business potential.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you. This second question would be, what would be your plans on branch expansion for the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think we have, last year we have grown about last quarter we have grown about 225 branches. So, going forward, we will grow our branches maybe 150, 200 every year. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gao Xuan from Schonfield Strategic Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hey, sir. Congratulations on the results. Just one question on the margins. So why did our yield go up so sharply quarter on quarter? And is that sustainable? And what's the outlook for FY25?
Can you repeat your question?
Gao, sorry to interrupt you, but your voice was breaking. Can you come in a better reception area, please?
Yeah, sorry, I'm audible now.
We can hear you, but your voice is breaking. Can you check if you have a proper reception at your end?
Anyway, please try to ask. Probably.
Hello? Yeah, so, okay. My question is on the yield. Why did our yield go up so much on a quarter-on-quarter basis? And, you know, is that sustainable going forward? Or how should we think about FY25 margins and yield?
So, in terms of the yield, so in third quarter, the yield was 17.79%, and in the fourth quarter, it is 18.27. So, the differential interest is about 40 basis points. See, in gold loan business, we always say, it is a smaller ticket size loan. We dispersed about 65,000 loans in a day. A similar number comes back also as a collection. And we operate it across the country. And different parts, we follow different schemes. And this scheme, carries a higher rate. There will always be a fluctuation, changes in the rates. And sometimes we offer, we regularly offer rebates to the customers when they come and remit the interest. So when there is a delays in, when there is a the discounts given to the customers is lower. So when you consider all these factors, you know the 40-50 basis points variation is quite normal. So for example, in the first quarter, the yield was 18.08. You know, it came down to 17.65 in the second quarter. Third quarter, it went up to by about 14 basis points to 17.79. And in the fourth quarter, it is 18.2 cents. So these fluctuations are quite normal for this kind of a business.
So when you say that we, it's partly because of smaller discounts or lower discounts that are given to customers. Is it a quarterly phenomenon or going forward because of gold price or because of easier competition, are we going to give less and less discounts, or how should we think about that?
No, it is not that. See, we have different schemes. We have a 12% interest scheme, we have 14%, 16%, 18%, 20%. We have all sorts of interest schemes. So if one geography, the interest scheme of 16% is going up, so the market, the yield would be better. So if one quarter of the or and the yield will be lesser. So overall the geography, there will always be some ups and downs where people take higher rate loan or lower rate loan, etc. That is why it is because, and also this is all short term. The average tenure is 4 months only. It's not that we give a 5-year loan and 10-year loan and we increase the interest. No, it's given for very short period. The average tenure is only 4 months.
Got it, sir. And on the cost of fund, you know, how should we think about it? Should we expect further increase, and what's our incremental cost of fund?
I know this quarter the average borrowing cost is somewhere around 8.45, 8.5, which is what the number we had disclosed. Of course, there is some averaging impact also. I think that cost of borrowing should be somewhere around 8.65. The incremental cost of borrowing is almost around 8.8% to 9%. So I think in the coming quarters, I think the overall borrowing cost will move towards 9%. But given the fact that we have a larger return on asset, the impact on the impact because of such increase 25-30 basis points is not material. We can always decide to pass on this incremental cost to the borrowers also.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhijit Tibrewal from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. And sir, congratulations on a good quarter. So first thing is, in your standalone book, the non-gold portion of the book, I think it's on a very low base, growing very, very fast. So just wanted to understand, in addition to salaried personal loans, what other products are we doing there? And what is the yield maturity of these loans? Also, the product of personal loans that is often bundled with a gold loan, is it also sitting in the standalone book?
The loans, probably the personal loans are 2 years, 3 years, correct? The home loans are definitely 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, correct? These are all standalone loans. Nothing is bundled with any gold loan. We only get the data of a customer who has dealt with us. A customer who has dealt with us, we know the customer is there. So we offer him, yes, you have dealt with us with a gold loan, you have taken a gold loan earlier with us, etc. Why don't we offer? Because all these customers take the similar loans from elsewhere.
So just to clarify, it's not that we have started this business and we are growing aggressively. Personal loan we have started almost 8 years back, or 8 or 10 years back, and we have been gradually building this book, and we have been gradually building the expertise, and we have scaled it up in a calibrated manner. So now we have a good team in place to scale up this activity. We have a proper credit assessment process. There is a continuous engagement. I think we have engaged McKinsey also in terms of refinement of our underwriting process and in terms of fine-tuning our operational process. So it's not that we are scaling it up overnight. It is almost like 8-10 years of hard work behind this, and there is a committed team working on this business. And also, you know, we have a business loan book, you know, of around 500 crores. So, and you know, we have scaling up. So, you know, it's not that you know, we are probably you might feel that no, we are all of a sudden scale up, but these were started. If you look at our financials in the past, there is always another loan book which was always there. You know, it is the the initial preparatory mode preparation work which was done in the earlier years. Now we are getting the benefits of those hard work.
Got it, Omi, sir. So, sir, but this almost 3,000 crores of non-gold book that we have in the standalone region, that is unsecured, right? Largely unsecured.
Some of it is the housing loans are secured.
Okay, you know, there is a 500 crore loan given to the wholly owned subsidiary, group company, wholly owned subsidiary. Other than that, it is almost unsecured.
Good. So the second question that I had is, I mean, a lot of discussion has already happened on gold loan, gold prices and how it can help gold loan growth. Rather than dwelling on that, I just wanted to understand, I mean, maybe fourth quarter or these 2 months that you have seen, what proportion of our disbursements are in the nature of top-up loans that are happening?
Also, a customer who has taken a loan, he may close his old loan and take a fresh loan, or he may ask for a top up also. So there is a top up definitely happening, because some people who are aware that he is able to get some more money, suddenly come and take it. We don't go after the
Got it. But sir, where I was coming from is, I mean, across the industry, since gold prices are up, right, very often we hear a lot of players who voluntarily reach out to customers, given that the effective LTV comes down, we are deep in the money. So, I mean, a lot of players effectively reach out to customers suggesting that they can take top-up loans now, given that gold prices have moved up, is what I was trying to understand.
Even today also, the average LTV on the gold loans is around 63%.
So
if the customer wants, suddenly he can come and take a loan of up to 75%. Then the average LTV should have been 75%. Now the customer is not coming, because he may not have a requirement. The service level people or the branch level people might reach out to the customers and ask them whether they need a loan. Somebody pledges a chain of 20 grams. He may not need a loan for the entire 20 grams. He might take a loan for 20,000 rupees, and later when he has a requirement, he'll come and take another 20,000 rupees. So that cannot be treated as a top up. It is just when his need increases, he will come and take a loan. And unlike other lending products, it's so convenient that he can get a loan taken in 5-10 minutes.
The most important thing is still our loan to value is only 63%.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that, sir. And just one last question. Oman, sir, you had explained, maybe there's some averaging thing, which is why the cost of borrowings look lower. But from what you were guiding, essentially, is that over a course of time, cost of borrowings should increase towards 9%, which would suggest that going forward, can we look at some margin compression in FY25?
If the rates are going up very slightly, only a few basis points, we try to absorb it. Otherwise, if it is going up high, we pass it on to the customer, because customer is taking a loan from elsewhere. If the overall rates are going up, whatever loan is taking from any bank, etc., the rates should have gone up, and certainly we will be justified in charging higher rates also. So small fluctuations, we'll try to absorb it. But if higher rates,
pass it on to customers. 25-30 basis points increase, our return asset can easily absorb. If we want, we can pass on to the customers also. That is the point.
Got it, sir. I think this is useful. Again, congratulations to you on a good quarter. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Raghav Garg from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I just have one question. I think this year the total growth in the customer base has been about 7%. You added about 3.5 lakh customers. Now, going into FY25 with one of the larger players being out of the market, do you anticipate that your customer base growth could be, say, in the range of 9-10% or higher than 7% that only what you've delivered in FY24? That was my only question.
Raghav, we don't give a guidance in terms of the customer addition. We reach out to the market, the amount of marketing spend we have, it's quite significant. So, the objective is to reach out to that as much as of new customers. There is a lot of market potential is there. There is a lot of untapped customer base is there. So we try to reach out to all sorts of marketing mechanism. So we don't want to give a specific number in terms of the customer addition.
Okay, but we are giving a guidance of 15%.
Sir, but if I were to see, or if you were to see or look at your own numbers, say from March onwards up till May, then do you anticipate that your customer base growth could be higher than last year? Sorry, I'm just asking the same question, but I just wanted to get some confidence on that.
Of course, as MD sir earlier said, because of the new IRPA guidelines, there is no impact on our disbursements. In fact, our disbursements are certainly at a good level in this current quarter also. Whether there is more customer addition, we can't identify, these customers, whether that customer was belonging to another player or, So that we are not spending time on that. The objective is to reach out to the guided growth number.
Sure. Thanks, and that's all from me.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nishin Javade from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Can you share the auction number for the quarter?
Yeah. One sixty-two crores. Total for the year is
892
crores.
Got it. And just on again, going back to the margins question. Do you see that with kind of competition reducing a bit, there is slightly more pricing power for you?
Whether there is going to be pricing prospects
because competition is already. Oh, no, it is not that we charge what the customer can be. We charge according to maybe a reasonable or something. So just because competition is there or not there, we just don't increase our rates, etc. But then, as we said earlier, we increase our rates only if the overall rates also go up considerably. Otherwise, you wouldn't want to be, have a decent return, you would like to come to continue there.
Change in regulation for the cash disbursements. Till now, I think it's a few weeks down the line. Have you seen any impact, or would you want to say that maybe this kind of first quarter has some impact of this, and then we kind of normalize from July, August or so?
No, I think there's nothing, there's no significant impact, except at all, because first of all the players have to do this, and they are doing it also. And the customers are also not very much inconvenienced. So everybody has taken it in their stride, and even customers and the NBFCs have taken their stride. And we have seen, even after this in April, May, we have seen good growth in these months also.
Nishan, are you there?
Nishan, can you hear us?
Yes. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Shubhranshu Mishra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. The first question is around the 20,000 cash disbursement made. Given the fact that that's the regulation now, when we do a NEFT or RTPS or UPI disbursement to the customer, this opens up the data to the bank. Do we fear any sort of customer attrition because of this? That's question number one. Second question is a data point. What is the accrued interest in fourth quarter versus the fourth quarter of last year? And if we can give out the AUM split of less than 1 lakh, 1 to 3 lakh, and more than 3 lakh.
So about this 20,000, there has not been an impact. So when we give this loan through a bank, I think it is just goes to the bank only.
Goes to the bank. We are doing a direct credit.
It's just a credit to the bank. And customers have taken a loan from Muthoot, which is all available in the crypto portal. Everybody's crypto portal is there. So somebody wants to get it, they can easily
UPA-based transfer.
There are a lot of UPA-based transfers also. So we don't see any big issue there, the banks taking away a customer because we are paying through the bank. So that's the first question. Second one is about the...
In terms of the ticket size breakup, you had asked less than 1 lakh and above 1 lakh, right?
Less than 1 lakh, 1 to 3 lakh and more than 3 lakh.
Okay, less than 1 lakh, 37, less than 1 lakh is 35%, 1 to 3 lakh is 37, and above 3 lakh is 29%.
29.
Yeah, what was the second question? I didn't get it.
Provision. Accrued interest.
Sorry?
Accrued interest in fourth quarter of this year and accrued versus fourth quarter last year.
Do you have any follow-up question?
No, that's all.
Thank you.
We'll come back.
The next question is from the line of Sandeep Bansali from Tata Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Sandeep, sorry to interrupt you.
Can you speak through the handset, please?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, thank you.
I just wanted to check before this regulation of on cash disbursement, what was the cash disbursement levels in that category of 20,000 to 2 lakh as a percentage?
The majority is online.
Pardon me?
Majority is online.
Okay, thank you.
In terms of accrued interest for March 24, the total interest accrued is 2,180 crores. March 23, interest accrued is 1,853 crores.
Who wanted that?
I think Subranshu asked for that interest accrued details.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, he's connected. You can continue.
Okay. Yeah, that's all. I think those are the two numbers he wanted.
Okay. Sameep, do you have any follow-up question?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shripal Doshi from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on a good quarter. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, why was the provisioning during the quarter higher?
So the AUM has gone up by almost like 3,700 crores.
Okay, so just towards that.
Correct.
Okay. Secondly, the other OPEX was higher during the quarter. So was it pertaining to the IPL spending, or if you could just explain that?
We did not have any IPL spending this time. But
so,
of course,
we pay the managerial remuneration incentives, etc., in the last quarter. So that is in the act of 50 crores in the fourth quarter. That could be one reason.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Just the last question pertaining to the personal loan product. So what is the basic eligibility criteria for the customer to be, you know, to get the personal loan?
I wouldn't know. They have
a set of criteria.
It's not that easy. The usual personal loan criteria. Nothing different from the market.
Okay, but sir, he has to be a gold loan customer for us, then only he will be easily eligible for the personal loan?
No. We do from the market also. But what I said is, a gold loan customer, we get a good lead from the... Because he's a gold loan customer, we have his answer, KYC, so we can easily offer it to him. That's all. It's more of a lead.
There is no comfort that we derive of him having a gold loan with us, other than just a track record with us?
No. Gold loan track record is not that great because it's a bullet loan. All the gold loans are bullet loans. So there is no big track record we can get from that.
So the one personal loan which we discussed earlier was with respect to the pure unsecured personal loan, which we have been trying it for the last 8 to 10 years. So that is based on proper credit assessment mechanism. Including CIBIL's credit score.
All loans are CIBIL and the customer is verified for all the other parameters. There are some 10 parameters to be verified.
Everything is verified.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Bunty Chawla from IDBI Bank Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sorry if I am repetitive because I have joined late. Sir, can you share the gold loan growth during the quarter has been strong. How much portion could be due to one of the entity has been banned by the RBI to disburse the gold loan?
So the growth in
gold
loan is 3,657 crores in Q4.
No, I understand that number, but my question. Okay. And is it right? The guidance for the next year has been still 15%.
It has always been 15% for the last 5 years.
Okay, but we believe that we could be having still same number next year as well.
That's why I said no. Picture aur baki hai.
Thank you very much, sir, for that.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajiv Mehta from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Congrats on good numbers. Can we have the breakup of ECL provision of 935 crore across stage 1, 2, and 3?
Just give me a second. You have any more questions?
Why did we get that? You have any other questions?
No, that is one question. I just wanted to understand that if we were to resolve the stage 3 loan assets by auction in the future, what kind of reversal of provision we can have?
That question I'll answer. Whatever, we have a provision of about 1,000 crores. The real actual provision which we require is zero, isn't the RO, because we have never had a need to have go to those provisions for any of our loans. So it is only because we are statutorily bound to create the provision. We are doing. Otherwise, the gold is with us. It is fully secured. We are in the money. We actually don't need to keep a provision. We have never had to use the provision. So the 1,000 crores plus which we have provisions is actually our reserve. It is our net worth actually.
Yeah. And we had a good jump in the employee expenses, about 10% jump in the employee expenses in the gold loan business. So did we run any contest scheme and we had some payouts related to it, or is it, you know, very usual increase?
At least 10% increment would have been there. The business has also gone up also. Incentives are always there. We put incentives for staff. So if business goes up, there's growth, etc., they earn little better incentives. So, but I didn't look at that number. If you say it's only 10%, I think it's very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And just lastly, have we kind of revised our pricing or rates under any schemes off late in the last 2-3 months?
Revised?
The lending rates?
Yeah, lending rates. Pricing, I mean, as you say that your pricing is typically scheme-specific, market-specific. Has there been any upward revision in the last 2-3 months in any of the schemes? Or?
No, we keep, the change in the rates, geography-wise, scheme-wise, you know. So there is a usual fluctuation of, 25 to 50 basis points in terms of the yields, just because of that, and as well as because of the discounts. When the customer pays interest prior to the due date. So that is quite normal in our business. You're asking on the...
No, he was asking whether we have changed our interest rates in the last 2-3 months.
So it is quite normal.
Yes.
So we would have changed interest rates frequently.
Or maybe 0.5%, 2%, 0.5%, 1%, etc.
Into some small thinking in some section.
Some ECL provision on stage 1, the ECL provision is 620 crores. Stage 2, it is 28 crores. And stage 3, it is 288 crores.
Okay. Got that. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question. I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, I think thank you all. Thank you all for appreciating the company and our, maybe our business and our results this time. We from our part will continue to add value to all our stakeholders, and we always will continue to be in the growth path with all sorts of the best practices. So with that, I think you can rest assured that we will put no efforts. We will spare no efforts to see that our company always is the best in this sector and probably live up to the standards of the and the values of Muthoot. So thank you for a patient hearing, and we will continue to work towards growing the company in all aspects. Thank you once again from the management.
Thank you very much. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.